Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio tonight by...
Amisham. Yes.
So Amisham, who's very not sure about his name or what he does. What do you do, Amisham? Tell people at home.
Okay, I pretty much shoot anything on camera.
Uh-huh.
The more defined way to say it is I'm a cameraman.
A cameraman. Okay.
I shoot stuff for TV, movies, anything on the camera, man.
Everything on the camera, man. You made that funny already. Good show. Right now, so from what I understand as well, you do underwater shooting as well.
Oh, yes.
We can talk about that a little bit later on, though.
Yeah, I started filming underwater because of scuba diving. So it pretty much started when I started following my friend scuba diving, and then he took me to the island, and then one of the courses is underwater videography.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So I'm on topside as a cameraman, so pretty much I can do it underwater, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, then I start filming underwater, whatever, just basic stuff, and then I joined Aquaria, KLCC, the aquarium, as an underwater cameraman.
Wow.
Yeah, to shoot the customers diving with the sharks.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that didn't happen.
No, why?
Well,
because it took too long for the money to come out for the equipment.
I see.
So
if you did, I'm going to ask, were you in a cage?
Yeah.
No, none of the divers in the aquarium were in the cage. So it's a massive big tank with 5 fat sharks.
And you just the people just jump in and swim with the
shark. And surprisingly, these sand tiger sharks are like kittens.
Wow.
They just like to nibble and just like bite you.
They're vegetarian.
Yeah.
Hey, vegetarian.
Yeah.
All right. I mean that's something really interesting because I'd like to talk about that as well and about how different it is filming underwater, obviously, to filming on top of land.
Yeah.
We can talk about that in a few minutes. Quickly then, we've got a giveaway, 016-201-9000. What? Ow, that's loud.
That was loud.
What are we giving away this evening?
We are giving away 1 free dinner course, all thanks to our friends at The Good Batch in Uptown. Now, all you have to do is just answer this question. Tell us, Egg Benedict was popularized in which country? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
Yeah, we'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Amisham. He'll be talking about starting out in filming and photography and one thing or another. And of course, we're going to pick his brains about being underwater with sharks and other stuff. Vegetarian sharks. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
Over here we have...
Amisham.
Amisham. Yeah. He's with us all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. We're going to be talking about all types of cameras and filming and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yes, we are.
How did you first start out then? I mean, most people nowadays, I'm assuming, will pick up their iPhone or their GoPro and they'll run around with that. I'm not wanting to reveal your age, but back in our day, things were a little bit different, right?
Well, let's just say he was in industry for 20 years.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So how did you get started?
Right after school, I studied audio engineering. So pretty much I wanted to record music with music artists. Mm-hmm. And
that's what I did too.
You know, yeah. So we're doing some course in the studio, and suddenly... our lecturer said, our sound engineer said, okay guys, there's no class today. There's a music video filming happening in our studio.
Oh.
So we were to the side and just watching all this crew walking in with the equipments and stuff. And it was interesting to just watch these guys just from nothing, from turning out the studio to become a really nice
From scratch, right?
From scratch, right? Mm-hmm. So it got me amazed, and And I went back home, told my mom, she got, "Mom, keep your money."
Which she liked, obviously. Yeah.
"Keep your money. I don't think I want to continue studying audio engineering, but I think I want to become tech guy over there," which is the guy with the camera.
Right.
So my mom said, "Are you sure? Because this is your future." I said, "I know my future." So right after that, I applied a job in a local production house as a storekeeper. Storekeeper, just maintaining lights, equipment, film equipment, yada.
So that was your foot in the door.
Yeah.
Right.
That was my first gig, my first job ever. And then from there, and then I just took on as a boom operator, lighting assistant, when going up to a camera assistant, then to a camera operator. Yeah.
And now, I mean, you've done a whole bunch of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Give us a list of some of the ones that people will probably know at home.
There's one TV series last year, was airing at TV3. It was called Lari Mira. So that is one of the best series that I've shot so far. Directed by this awesome filmmaker called Fieros Kade. It was about the tsunami events in Aceh.
Right.
So we were there. The whole production was there for 49 days.
Wow.
Just shooting the sequence of the tsunami. So pretty much it's about the family going there, and they got separated by the earthquake, and then they got this volunteers, this bad volunteers.
Right.
So they were doing human trafficking.
Wow.
So that was the plot of the of the series.
Right.
You even worked for you even shot videos in an Kopitiam and Show Me the Money as
well. Yeah.
How was it?
That was fun. That was with Double Vision. I miss those guys. I mean, it was a Chinese company, so I was the few Malay crew were fortunate to join that bunch of people. So yeah, it was Show Me the Money. Kopitiam was started off by this Filipino director, Carlos Agustin Bong, and he's amazing. He's such a brilliant guy. So it was a studio shoot. So it's a studio setup, and it's different back then. So you pretty much going into like a factory, right?
Right.
And you have hundreds of scenes. So it's all about snapping and make sure everything goes as fast as possible.
Right.
And actors are brilliant.
I mean, one question that I'll ask, if we kind of rewind to what you were originally studying. I mean, you're originally studying audio production or whatever. I think there's similarities between audio production, obviously, and video production nowadays.
Correct.
Particularly with the software that you use nowadays. They look very similar. Yes. They respond very similar. So what kind of progression have you seen here in Malaysia in the way that people are using software or the way in which they're shooting their stuff? Has it made it easier for people?
I'm sure it does. It's amazing how this computer software has developed and made things easy for everyone, right? Because back in like 20 years ago, it was different because it's so complicated.
Right.
And you need a Jedi Sifu to actually teach you manually to learn that. Nowadays, it's just all, you could just Google it and it's there.
It's there on YouTube. Yeah. It tells you how to do it.
It's either you're just hardworking enough to just read it up or not.
I mean, I was studying at the time when it was the switchover from analog tape to digital hard drive recording. And that kind of switchover then, it was literally like going from, a dinosaur era. to, seriously.
Yeah.
No, I mean, in terms of how much effort you had to put into your work before, it was, it's very hands-on. You were literally cutting tape with your hands and sticking it together and making sure you hadn't cut the wrong piece out.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you do something wrong, you just click Control-Z, and it's undone. It's back to normal.
Correct.
So moving on then, I mean, you were talking to us about filming underwater and one thing or another. This really fascinates me. I mean, because I know already, being underwater as it is dangerous.
Yes.
And then you're bringing in a skill set to working underwater.
Yes.
I mean, how much preparation do you put into it? And how much how much recce do you need to do before you go down and you're doing your stuff?
Well, first of all, you need to get your fitness up.
Right.
That is the most important thing, because down in the water is all about your breathing and your stamina. Because anything goes wrong, it's all you need to just like quickly go up and get yourself some air. Other than that, it's just prepping your gear. Equipment nowadays is so simplified. I mean, it's not that complicated back then. So it's just an underwater housing and two strobe lights. Camera nowadays, you can shoot it with a DSLR camera. You know, and it still looks amazing. You know, and technical recce. I mean, I don't do much. I prefer not to recce. I don't know why, because I prefer to get
surprised, right?
You're a man out of my own heart. I exactly the same. You know, I'm just like, surprise me. Let's just do it.
Discover it later. Yeah.
Oh, great stuff. I mean, so what are you kind of working on now then? What's currently on the table?
A TV series. It's a Malay drama, a 26 episode, 1 hour for RTM. It's called Khabar Dari Casablanca.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll be filming in Morocco.
Oh,
yes. Wow.
So when does that start?
After Hari Raya.
Yeah, of
and
course.
And how long
does.
Will you be there?
Not so long. It's just 15 good days.
15 good days. Yes. Right,
proper good days.
Wow, that sounds like, who's going to be in this? Do we know?
So local actors, the girl is played by Ukasha San Rose. And the main guy is Remy Ishak, our local Malay heartthrob. Also, we have a few supporting actors on down the line. And so we're going to be filming in Kuala Lumpur first for, I don't know, about 60 days.
Right.
Then during the Puasa month as well. And then after Raya, after the break, then we all of us going to head out to Morocco. And then the final location is at the desert. It takes us about 5 hours drive to the desert location, and we're going to wrap the job over there.
That will be great. That will be great. So, let's just quick. How many episodes are 25?
26.
26, right. So you're filming 26 episodes in 15 days in at least two different countries.
Yes, correct. No, it's 15 days just in
Morocco. Yeah. So how much equipment do you need to take over there with you? I mean, you're talking to us now about it being simplified. But even then, you've got lights, you've got rigs. Yes.
I only bring my camera department. I mean, my camera, my tripod, and my lenses. My sound guy brings his mixer and mics. And I'll get my lighting and grip equipments from there.
Right.
That's how they save their money.
Because you don't need to ship it.
Correct.
Because it's heavy.
Yeah, and it does a lot of paperwork.
There's a lot of paperwork. it's a headache.
Yes.
Okay, right. So now we've established that. That's great. We'll be back in a minute, of course. We've got News from Phase 2 coming up, where we're talking about some silly stories.
Right.
And of course, we've got Smarty Pants, which I'm sure you'll enjoy. Of course. But before we do that, just a reminder, we do have a giveaway. We're giving away one free dinner course from our friends over at The Good Batch. This is what we're giving away. One free dinner course.
Yes,
so you have to answer one question for us.
Yourself.
I did.
So just answer this question. Tell us, Eggs Benedict was popularized in which country? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us what it is of to win as well.
Yeah, and if you want to get us on Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON.
And
same
Instagram.
Thing for Instagram. Yeah. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
This is...
I'm Is Hum.
So, we got a giveaway, but before we get to that, we want to talk about something slightly different.
Yes.
So, Adeline, please.
So, so you were part of My Ghost Story Asia Season 3. So, I want to know, okay, I mean, when you're shooting a documentary like that, you know, spiritual stuff and all... What do you do to? I mean, is there anything that you need to prepare? See, I'm stumbling because I'm so curious. What do you need to prepare before you walk in, or maybe before you start documenting everything?
First of all, is be respectful to the area, to the space that you're gonna be walking in.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Because you have no idea what kind of thing is roaming around there, and you don't know how powerful it is.
Were you scared?
I was like playing, not scared, but deep inside.
I mean, and this is the thing. I mean, you know, how much of a believer in that kind of thing are you as well? I mean, did you go in there with like an open mind?
Yes, I did.
Right.
I how much a believer I am. Okay. Honestly, I have not seen or like really clearly with my eyes that anything like any spirits or because yeah. I just maybe I'm not the chosen one
right.
who okay. can, who could see it
yeah.
but some people are
yeah.
you know but if someone else like my fellow colleague suddenly sees and starts talking about hey dude check it out, you know. I would believe him,
right? because you know him.
Yeah, because I know him, and I know that he wouldn't like take us for a fool and just make it up,
right?
You know. Yeah. So yeah, just I would say a prayer. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll say a prayer, just, you know, just a basic prayer and just walk in.
So whilst documenting the whole entire documentary, you've not seen a single thing, not even feel, not even, you know.
Goosebumps, definitely.
Okay.
Goosebumps is the thing uh-huh. in that project, you know, mm-hmm. because my ghost story 3 was covering the Philippines, the Jakarta and Bandung. Mm. And in Philippines, we went to Quezon City. And Baguio. Mm-hmm. Baguio was interesting.
Why?
Baguio, because Baguio is a highland. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, it's something like Genting Highland. You know, it's really cool. Yeah. So they have this haunted house that has turned to a tourist attraction.
Okay? Right.
How cool is that?
Yeah. okay. I'm already wanting to go.
Yeah.
okay, it's called the Laparel White House. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice, big, tall White House, and it's a Spanish design.
Right. Yeah.
So because there was a Spanish family was yeah. living there mm-hmm. until they got killed by the Japanese army. So that's when the ghost story starts.
Okay.
They have a small little kid that also got murdered. In the house. Mm. So once we arrived at the location, so my director was like, okay, dude, come, let's go and check out where we can start do this interview with this mm-hmm. caretaker. So we're gonna interview the caretaker. So I went all the way up to the attic with my director, goosebumps all the way, mm-hmm. not to mention.
But was that because you knew the story before?
Yeah.
Yes, because right. I did some reading.
Right.
And so as I go up, I was like, okay, we just, if it shows up, we just, okay, hello, sir. I won't bother you. We're just here to film.
okay. then, don't mind me.
Yes, you know. Okay, I know it's your space. Okay. So we went down to the dining hall because the dining hall is the best soundproofed area that we can shoot the interview, right? So me and my boys were setting up, and I got my Filipino crew to do the lights and everything. And then I see my sound guy struggling with his audio equipment. He was like holding up his headphones like that, left and right. And I said, dude, you okay? No, there's no audio, man. There's no audio. And he was like, kanchong, you know? He's like, and then the caretaker was sitting there, was just smiling.
Dude, I'm having goosebumps right now.
So he was smiling at my sound guy, my director, Shamil, straight away and asked, sir, why are you smiling? No, and he just calmly said, oh, the boy is just right over there.
In the room. Oh, dude, dude.
In the room.
Right.
And I was like, okay, so how do we move on from this? so, and then I started to talk to the caretaker. Okay, where exactly is he? Oh, he's just next to your sound guy over there. and then my sound guy straightly freezes up, right? it's so funny. At the same time, it's freaky, right? Uh-huh. So, and then I told the caretaker, can you tell the boy and just to be quiet because we want to film, you know? Because when I asked that question, I was really sincere about asking it. So, and then the caretaker just closed his eyes and then there was it. Audio was back.
Wow.
Oh. Oh my god, dude! I'm that's some freaky stuff. Right now.
That's some freaky stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay, but that was good. That was really good. Yes. We might only have time for one news story. So what do we go? We go for hot chicks, or no? I think yours is better, actually.
Okay, but before that, we have a giveaway. Yeah. We're giving away one free dinner course, all thanks to my good batch. All thanks to the good batch in Uptown. So if you want to win, just answer this question. Tell us, Eggs Benedict was popularized in which country? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
All right then, folks. So, it's now time for this.
What's all the shouting?
Okay, hot chicks.
Awesome.
So as we all know, okay, Uzbekistan, you know, has been struggling with cash shortages for years.
Yep.
Okay, so it has been causing a lot of salary delays and everything. So the apparently the authorities in Nukus, they have been handing out, you know, freshly hatched chicks.
For what? For food?
To teachers, instead of, you know, paying them in wages, they were handing out chicks in a way of paying them, you know.
Wow.
So apparently, chicks were given out.
They're like fresh birth chicks.
Yeah. I know.
So it's hot chicks.
Chicks was given out this year. So apparently last year and the years before, they were giving out potatoes, carrots and pumpkins as well. So that's how bad it is right now in
right.
Uzbekistan.
Wow. But I mean, I remember watching something, in fact, fairly recently about a young boy in Sri Lanka who was working for a company. And the same thing happened to him. He was very young. He was only about 18 or 19.
Yeah.
And they weren't young chicks. It was a chicken.
Yeah.
Right? So they gave him a chicken for doing some of his work. Mm-hmm. And he puts the chicken in his little coop. He goes to bed. He wakes up in the morning and there's an egg.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, huh. And his little brain went ding. So what he did is he went out and bought another chicken. And then within a few days, he'd got 5 or 6 or 7 of these chickens.
That's when he starts selling a bunch of eggs.
And first he starts selling his eggs and he made a business from it. You know?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a great idea. But, you know, people, the teachers, you know, the people are actually complaining. They say that, you know, why do we need chickens? You know, why do we need chickens? Because, you know, we can actually buy them in the market.
Right.
So
they've got no money, though. So, you know, you've got to get what you can get, I suppose.
Yeah, but think about it. You know, you have that entrepreneur kind of mindset.
You gotta wait till the chick grows up first, before you can, you know.
Not that long.
All right then. So let's move on. We've had some great ghost stories. We've talked about sharks and hot chicks. Now we're gonna do a little quiz. It sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty pants. 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 Smarty pants.
So Am, right?
Yes.
30 questions, 3 minutes. It flies by.
Okay.
If you genuinely don't know the answer, just say skip.
Okay.
The trick is not to stick on a question if you don't know the answer.
Okay.
Move on
as fast as
quick
possible.
As you can, okay. Right? I will read as quickly as I can while it still sounds normal, right? So your 3 minutes start now. What color is the cross on the national flag of Denmark? Is it blue or white?
White.
Roland Garros is another name for which sports competition? The US Open or the French Open?
French Open.
Which country is currently number one on the FIFA World Ranking? Germany or Argentina?
Germany.
It's the other one. What is the national fruit of Canada? Strawberry or blueberry?
Blueberry.
Which actor is playing the Joker in the upcoming movie Suicide Squad? Jim Carrey or Jared Leto?
Jared Leto.
Which of these animals are extinct? The leatherback turtle, the Dharma gazelle, or the saber-toothed tiger?
Saber-tooth.
Right. The bossa nova is a dance that originated in which country? Chile or Brazil?
Brazil.
Theology is a study of what? Vegetables or religion?
Religion.
The artist and music Beck won his first ever Best Album of the Year at the Grammys during which year? 2014 or 2015?
14.
Well done. Which famous kids' TV program is making a comeback in 2017? Captain Planet or the Power Rangers?
Power Rangers.
What type of fruit is a mannequin? Is it a reptile? Which type of creature is a mannequin? A reptile or a bird?
Say again.
Mannequin.
Mannequin or?
Is it a reptile or a bird?
A bird.
Well done. What does the symbol S represent on the periodic table? Sodium or sulfur?
Sulfur.
Which superhero is known as the first Avenger? Iron Man or Captain America?
Captain America.
What is the name of the highest hand you can play in poker?
Highest hand.
It's a royal...
Royal flush.
Well done. Hey Ya was a 2003 hit for which band? Outkast, Pink or Incubus?
Outkast.
Which American state is nearest to the former Soviet Union? Alaska or Ohio?
Alaska.
What was Radio 1's first female DJ called? Amelia Earhart or Annie Nightingale?
Nightingale.
Correct. How many gallons of beer are in a firkin? 8 or 9?
8.
Do you want to take a break? It's 9. Do you want to take a break?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll just pause it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll pick up. I'll add 10 more seconds. Who wrote the Artemis Fowl series? Owen Colfer or Derek Landy?
Landy.
It's the other one. What is an infant whale commonly called? A calf or a cub?
Calf.
For which which fruit is the U.S. state of Georgia famous? Peach or apple?
Peach.
Which guitarist is known as Slowhand? Joe Santana or Eric Clapton?
Eric Clapton.
Who composed The Wedding March, Felix Mendelssohn or Robert Lowry?
Lowry.
No. Which TV character said, live long and prosper? Mr. Spock or Sarek?
Spock.
In Roman mythology, Neptune is the equivalent to which Greek god, Poseidon or Cronus?
Poseidon.
Who is the lead actor for the upcoming movie Assassin's Creed? Michael Caine or Michael Fassbender?
Michael Fassbender.
What is Canada's national animal, the moose or the beaver?
Moose.
It's the beaver.
Oh, is it?
Right, I will throw in these last three questions because you had a bit of a coughing fit, yeah. Right? What is the smallest member of the flute family, the piccolo or the tin whistle?
Piccolo.
Which programming language came first, Java or C++?
Can you repeat that again?
Which programming language appeared first, Java or C++?
Java.
C++. Right, we're going to be back after these messages, folks. Please do not go anywhere. Am needs to clear his throat and maybe get a glass of water. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
This is? He's just got over his coughing fit. He's sounding a lot better now, you know.
I know, poor thing.
We got him some water. We tortured him. We made him go through with Smarty Pants, even though he was coughing.
I wanted to tell you, Richard, just stop. Just stop.
No.
Why are you torturing him?
It's all part of the process, right? Anyway, folks, just a quick reminder, 0162019000. We're giving away stuff this evening. It's a free
dinner course.
All
thanks to our friends at The Good Batch. Now, all you have to do is just answer this question. Tell us Eggs Benedict was popularized in which country? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us what it is of to win as well.
Now then, Am, you seem to have a pretty good run there.
Yeah.
You seem to do pretty well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, really?
Right.
I try.
So what we'll do is we'll go through a couple of the questions you got wrong, mm-hmm. and then we'll give you a score.
Okay. All right, so the first one, which country is currently number one on the FIFA world ranking? Is Argentina. How many gallons of beer are in a firkin? Is 9. Who wrote the Artemis Fowl series? Is Owen Colfer. Mm-hmm. What is Canada's national animal? Is beaver.
Yes, I knew that.
Which programming language appeared first? Is C++. Which is 1975.
Okay, so let's have a drum roll then.
Ladies and gentlemen, Izam scored 23 points.
Oh, wow.
I pushed the wrong button.
What's all that shouting?
I'll start that again, shall we? Wait. Drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Izam scored 23 points.
Woohoo! Well done, sir. Well done. Puts you up towards the top of the table. Doing very well up there. Not too many people get over 20, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
There was once it was 17. Yeah. No, 14, 17.
14, 17, and then we got this sticking point for a while, and it all kind of stuck there. Uh-huh. Right, so good luck in Morocco when
you
head over there. Have some fun for us. Enjoy the coffee.
Yes.
because it's fantastic.
Yes, I'm sure.
But when you come back, you know, come visit us again, and we'll have a good old chat. Maybe we'll sit down and talk about ghost stories for one day. That could be an interesting little show, right?
Yeah. Maybe for something for Halloween.
Maybe for Halloween.
Whatever, All Souls Day.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I got a few more encounters in my filmmaking days. Mm. But yeah, we can keep it for our next.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That would be really interesting.
That'd be great.
Right, so what we do at the end of the show is we take some facts of something that we've learned and we share it. So, Adeline, what have you got for today?
Did you know?
Here we go.
2011, a woman bought a non-visible piece of art for $10,000.
She bought fresh air for $10,000.
Nothing. Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Nothing for $10,000.
Wow. So did you know? This is why I asked you if you had relatives in Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, a betrayed wife is legally allowed to kill her adulterous husband, but she can only do it with her bare hands. The husband's lover, on the other hand, can be killed in any manner desired.
Ooh.
It's an old law that is still prevalent in Hong Kong. Nobody uses it, of course, but it's still there.
Yeah.
So there you go.
What generation are you in, Richard?
You've learned something new. Yes. Am Izham, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me
here. Absolute pleasure for having you in.
So the giveaway tonight, so the question that we asked earlier was, Eggs Benedict was popularized in which country? Now the answer to it is United States of America.
Of course. Anyway, ladies and gents, thank you very much for tuning in. We will be back, of course, tomorrow, Spotify Friday tomorrow, where we've got Crinkle Cut joining us in the studio. Three girls who are very quiet. No, they're
quiet,
not.
Quiet, but my God, they've got beautiful voices.
They have indeed. Anyway, do join us tomorrow from deepest, darkest Banda Atama. This has been That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This has been...
It's Home.
Good night, folks.
Good night, all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.